Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everybody and welcome to your latest episode of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Klopp. It is Tuesday the 9th of January 2024 and I'm here to give you all the latest news involving Liverpool Football Club, of course. And we begin. It pretty much all comes from one place very handily for me today. It's a Daily Mail confidential article from Lewis Steele and he essentially runs through all the possibilities over the next few weeks involving the Reds. And we begin with news on a possible centre-back incoming to the football club. Now, I think a lot of us would like to see us do a little bit of business in that department. Obviously, we know the qualities that we've got there already. Virgil van Dijk, Ibu Konate, Joel Kwanzaa and Joe Gomez. But when you go a little bit deeper and you realise, obviously, Joe Gomez is currently covering as our left-back and he's also our backup at right-back. Also, Joel Kwanzaa, brilliant, but very young. Ibu Konate hasn't got the greatest of fitness records. So I think another addition in that particular area would be just a nice little boost towards the second half of the season. And Lewis has claimed that Liverpool are tracking a couple of options, to be honest. Gonzalo Inacio is mentioned, but we've done a lot on him recently, so I'm going to focus on two others. And the first one is Ousmane Diamande. And now he is Gonzalo Inacio's partner at Sporting. And the report claims that Liverpool have weighed up a number of options in Portugal and Diamande is among them. He has been linked after some stellar performances for Ruben Amorim. Inside. Now, he's got a release clause just shy of £70 million and there's also other interest from other big clubs around Europe. He's 20 years old and he goes on to say he's adept in possession, he's got old school defensive traits and he's currently plying his trade for the Ivory Coast in the African Cup of Nations as well. So, interesting one there. I did a little bit of research on the player myself because I've not seen loads of him. As mentioned, he is only 20. He's currently got 4 caps for the Ivory Coast and he will be competing in AFCON. He's got 21 appearances so far this season. So yeah, profile-wise, interesting. He is a right-footed centre-half who doesn't tick the boxes, when it comes to being a left-footed one, like I think we all probably would like to see us bring in. But I do think, like I say, this is a department we should be looking at. The next one is Antonio Silva, who plays for Benfica. Now, the report simply says that Portuguese sources have indicated that Antonio Silva has been scouted by Liverpool. So, on him, he's also 20 years old, plays for Benfica, as I mentioned. He's got 7 caps already for Portugal. He's made 24 appearances so far this season. And Jamie Carragher, nonetheless, has previously tipped him to become a superstar, having watched him in Champions League action. So, yeah, a couple of options there, along with Gonzalo Inacio, who, for the record, is also named as among the options for Liverpool in January. Now, it does wrap it up by saying it's more likely Liverpool do something in this department in the summer. But I just wonder whether something could change that potential interest from another club. If one of those mentioned players is the one Liverpool fall down on and the one they really want to bring in, if an Arsenal, a Chelsea, a Manchester City or whoever suddenly make their play for him, maybe that means Liverpool act. Who knows? We've seen us do that in the past. And also, you know, touch wood, this isn't the case, of course, but injuries can also force Liverpool into action sometimes in the January window. So let's just wait and see what happens. Hopefully it's not the injury one, but yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I think that added centre-half, particularly a young one, and all these lads, you know, Inacio 22, the other 220, you don't need them to come in and sort of be the guy straight away. They can just drop in and out, get minutes here and there, help us really with the squad rotation, the squad management from now until the end of the season. And ultimately, Liverpool are still competing on four fronts this season, so we're going to need to use the entire depth of our squad. So I think adding another young centre-half would be a pretty wise move. And a lot will come down to what happens with Nat Phillips, possibly a little bit of Reece Williams as well. Obviously, we've just recalled Owen Beck too to sort of ease the defensive burden somewhat, possibly on Joe Gomez. But yeah, I think... ultimately, I think Nat Phillips needs to go and play football somewhere. Reece Williams, probably the same. Owen Beck, maybe he can stick around and be an option. The problem he's got is if he plays for Liverpool in the next couple of weeks, he won't be able to return anywhere else other than Dundee. So, yeah, loads of moving parts in this, but I do think there is scope for Liverpool to do a little bit of smart business between now and deadline day. Next story I want to touch upon. It's Fabio Carvalho. So obviously he's expected to leave Liverpool and join Hull City after what was a pretty nightmarish time on loan at RB Leipzig. This got the here we go yesterday from Fabrizio Romano. So looks pretty much set in stone that this move will be happening. Interesting that he's obviously following Tyler Morton to Hull. Now, in terms of where it's at in terms of pitching him standard-wise, I'd be honest, I expected him to go to somebody perhaps higher in the Championship or even another Premier League club. Now, the reasons for him not doing that are interesting. Maybe he's just desperate to play regular footy and he sees this as the move to get him that, because, as I mentioned, he's played so little football the first half of the season that he does need to be playing regularly between now and the end of the current campaign. So, interesting one. Not the move I sort of envisaged for him, if I'm being brutally honest, but like I say, if he can star and if he can potentially lead Hull to playoffs or something even further, who knows? But yeah, he just needs to get some good minutes under his belt and to get back up and running, because his season has not begun whatsoever. After what was a promising start, really, in terms of his Liverpool career, he's just fell off a cliff a little bit. And he's obviously a talented footballer. He's a youth international for Portugal and England, so there's loads of ability there. Liverpool sought after him for nigh on 6 months before they ended up signing him. So clearly a player that's well admired, just a player that hasn't been able to kick on for whatever reason. He's almost stagnated over the past 12 months, really. So something we'll have to give for him. And hopefully he can spark his career back into life at Hull. I did want to touch on the FA Cup fourth round draw as well, which of course happened last night prior to Manchester United unfortunately beating Wigan 2-0, albeit via a daft penalty decision that for some reason nobody wants to speak about when it comes to pundits. But anyway, I digress. Liverpool will face Norwich City or Bristol Rovers at Anfield in the FA Cup fourth round, which is a pretty handy draw, really, all things considered, when you consider some of the other teams, some of the other ties that got drawn out as well, with Spurs playing Manchester City and the like. I mean, Liverpool will be pretty pleased with that draw. Obviously got a very good record against Norwich in recent years. Luis Suarez in particular liked playing against the Canaries. And also there's an interesting link with Bristol Rovers, given that Joel Quansah spent the second half of last season on loan at Bristol Rovers, and that's where he learned his trade, essentially, certainly at senior level. So yeah, I think Jurgen Klopp will be pretty delighted with that, to be honest. No update as of yet on the availability of Virgil van Dijk. Dominic Szoboszlai is expected not to feature against Fulham in the first leg, at least. He could be back available for that second leg. Obviously, we've got the weekend off from Premier League action as it's the winter break. But yeah, Pep Linders will be conducting the Liverpool press conference in about an hour's time from time of recording. So I'm not quite sure what's going on with Virgil yet. Obviously, he missed the game at the weekend through illness. Hopefully, the skipper is fit and firing and ready to go again. But I'm just going to quickly run through the news today before I leave you. So yeah, Liverpool and centre-backs remain very much on the agenda. Ousmane Diomande and Antonio Silva are two that Liverpool have got their eye on over in Portugal, as well as Gonçalo Inácio, of course. That comes from the Daily Mail. And Liverpool also will face either Norwich or Bristol Rovers, who will fight out a replay for the right to play Liverpool at Anfield. Fabio Carvalho is expected to join Hull City in the coming days. Fabrizio Romano give it the old here we go. And we're not entirely sure what is going on with Virgil van Dijk as of yet, if he's available or not. However, Dominic Szoboszlai will not play against Fulham in the Carabao Cup semi-final at Anfield. Sound. That is your Redmen Bite Size for today. Until next time, take it easy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.